Welcome back to Sports Day for Kia. You can step up into their all-new Kia Stonic SUV and Red Energy, born and bred in Melbourne. That is Red Energy. Well, tonight signals the end of week one for Barbora Strizova, who is the world number 38. She's also one of the greatest doubles players in the game as we speak. And she is our Australian Open Hotel quarantine correspondent. She joins us from inside the quarantine. Welcome, Barbora.
Hi, good evening, everyone.
And good evening to you again. We've had a debate in this town over the merits of our greatest player in Margaret Court. Have you got strong views on Margaret Court and whether or not the arena should still display her name and whether or not she should be acknowledged on Australia Day, Barbora?
I don't like to really comment on this, but I think they should keep her stadium how it is and keep her name on it. That's my opinion.
Is it discussed much amongst the playing fraternity?
Sorry?
Does it get discussed when you turn up in Australia?
Well, I thought it last year it was discussing a lot, but not so much anymore. But I just don't want to get involved in this in these things because I don't like to go public in this. So you can say your opinion like privately, but not on public. I guess.
Fair enough. Does your private opinion differ to your public one?
No, I just don't like to talk about these things in public.
But Barbora, you said last night you were a little bit flat. How are we feeling today? How's day eight been?
Well, I guess I was flat because I had many workouts, like I told you yesterday. But today it's been good because I had a day off, kind of, and I slept very long. And I had a great breakfast today. And I started watching Money Heist. So
good show.
Yeah, it is a great show, right?
Is this the first time in 8 days you've turned on Netflix?
I started 2 days ago. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, well, that'll be the end of the sleep. You'll be up all night.
I'm on the seventh episode, I guess.
And when you spoke to your boyfriend or your fiance, I should say, after you hung up the mask, did he lift your spirits a bit?
You are crazy. You are digging in it, right?
I'm digging in it, all right. What did you actually chat about?
Oh, Jerry.
Well, I told him that you asked me about his proposal.
Yes.
And then he was like, yeah, that's nice. But we were talking about his job, so.
Right.
Nothing really important that you need to know.
But, Barbora, I'm sure you heard about Paula Badosa's positive test. So on day seven or eight of quarantine, which is a little bit confusing for a lot of people, but there is that incubation period. What was your first reaction when you heard about the positive test?
It is very confusing as well for us because I kind of didn't understand how she could get the virus after such a long period of time because they told us the incubation is like 3 to 5 days.
Okay.
And I guess this is our seventh day, right? So I'm like a little bit worried because like who can get it now or how come she got it, you know? So I don't know. This is just a little bit strange.
Do you talk to Paula through the season?
No. She's very, very, she's much younger than I am. So she's coming up and I don't know her that much yet. So I didn't talk to her so ever.
So how are you feeling when you say you have a day off? Does that mean you just do nothing? As in you don't have a stretch, you don't have a couple of push-ups, sit-ups, a couple of burpees, nothing?
Yeah. It is a strange situation because to have a day off in quarantine is kind of like tough day for me, you know, and I am also a person who doesn't like day off. So I try to, because they sent us yesterday, the Tennis Australia, like links where we can have like a 10 to 11 yoga class. Then we can have 12 to 1 fitness class. And today we had a spin class. So I did the yoga today and tomorrow I might do the fitness class. It's great. We just zoom in and then we have a teacher who is doing the fitness with us. And it's nice. It's really good.
Do you think it's unfair that all the big guns, all the big knobs are over in Adelaide luxuriating and walking around freely to a large degree and about to get a few matches under their belt?
Yes, a little bit.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess it is a little bit, but they are who they are and they earn the part. So I guess like give them the privilege to have a little like a place like they have now. But maybe if you post everything on Instagram and this and that for us and the other players, it's kind of like why they have this, why they have more hours than us. You know, it's kind of like okay, have it, but don't
flaunt it.
Don't post it. I mean, you know what I mean?
No, that's fair enough. Now, Jared, can we get to the main
event?
No,
we can't. I've got a question for Barbora before we do.
Jared, you are really
I've got a little question for you, Barbora.
When you say nice, Barbora, I think you mean something else.
I
was talking to John Fitzgerald. Now, you'd know Fitz. He used to be Davis Cup captain here and a great player in his own right. And Todd Woodbridge, and I told you this last night, they were blowing over who was the greatest tennis player of all time.
We're going back to the winery.
Who? Yeah, we're going back to Stones, and we're going back to a couple of gin and tonics late. Who do you think is the greatest men's tennis player of all time?
Men's?
Yes, I'm getting to your mob in a shortly. Just let's tick it off. This was the argument, the men's game. Because right
like
now you've got Roger with 20, you've got Roger and Rafa, and you've got the Joker about to go straight past them, and you've got Rod Laver way back when, and you've got Pete Sampras, etc. But who do you think is the greatest?
Laver.
That's a good answer.
Good,
I like that.
Solid, definitive answer. And the greatest women's player of all time, Barbora?
Steffi Graf for me.
Okay. And why Steffi and not Margaret Court or Serena?
Because Steffi has been always my idol, and I just admire Steffi, so I just said Steffi Graf.
Well, Barbora, I've put you on a no eat diet from 12 o'clock till now. Tommy Ruff was supposed to have delivered by 6:30. I'm not sure what's happened, but bear in mind, there will be a magnificent seafood platter. And a magnificent bowl of seafood chowder. It will come and we'll get your full report on Monday.
I will give you the full report tomorrow.
Enjoy the weekend, Barbora.
Thank you so much, you guys. Take care.
Barbora Stritzova about to indulge herself in the greatest fish and chips that this city has seen.
I actually designed the platter myself with John this afternoon.
Oh, that's why it's late.
A bloody dick on Uber is not produced.
On that note, we'll take a break.